In this bulletin, nationwide vigils held for victims and survivors of the Bondi mass shooting. 9 people killed after gunmen opened fire at a bar in South Africa. And in cricket, Mitchell Starc bowls Australia to an Ashes series win. With all the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm T. Mitchell. Thousands of Australians have attended the National Vigil in honour of victims from the Bondi terror attack last week, singing Waltzing Matilda to commemorate the youngest victim. A minute's silence was also held at 6:47pm on Sunday. Governor-General Sam Mostyn, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns and the State Opposition Leader Kelly Sloan have delivered speeches at the vigil, along with Jewish community leaders. Mr. Minns told attendees the Jewish community has reclaimed Bondi Beach for Australia with love and resilience.
If hatred spreads through words and actions, then so does goodness. We can't cure hate with hate. And the lesson of the Hanukkah is not that there is no darkness, it's that darkness cannot extinguish the light. So be the light in the world, and may the memories of those who've been lost be a blessing to all of us.
Family members of victims also went on stage to light candles for their loved ones. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was booed when his name was announced by organisers. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister has condemned anti-immigration rallies that took place in Melbourne and Sydney a week after the Bondi mass shooting. As Australia marked a National Day of Reflection, anti-immigration groups gathered to direct blame for the attacks on immigration. One Nation's Barnaby Joyce says Australians want change and claimed people in Sydney's western suburbs were associated with the two alleged Bondi gunmen.
I think it's not an anti-immigration process. I just told you what it was about.
It was about temperance
and resolve.
The New South Wales and Victorian premiers also condemned the rallies, which Mr. Albanese says were seeking to sow division in the aftermath of a tragedy. New South Wales police estimate only around 200 people attended the rally in Sydney, and reports suggest just a few dozen were present at the rally in Melbourne. Overseas now, where Israel has approved the establishment of 19 new settlements in the occupied West Bank, in a move the finance minister says is aimed at undercutting a Palestinian state. Bezalel Smotrich has issued a statement saying the decision, which was approved by Israel's security cabinet, brings the number of settlement approvals over the past 3 years to 69. The settlements are considered illegal under international law, and Israeli troops or settlers have killed at least 1,027 Palestinians in the West Bank since October 7, 2023. That's according to figures from the Palestinian Health Ministry, and it includes both militants and civilians. 9 people have been killed and 10 wounded in a mass shooting at a bar in Johannesburg. South African police say 12 unknown suspects opened fire at the tavern in Bekkersal Township and continued shooting randomly until they fled the scene. Authorities say the gunmen searched the victims and took their phones and valuables after they'd been shot. It follows a shooting at a tavern in Pretoria on December 6, when gunmen killed a dozen people, including a 3-year-old child. To sport now, and in cricket, Mitchell Starc has bowled Australia to an Ashes series win after the hosts withstood an unlikely England fight back and Nathan Lyon injury to beat England by 82 runs in Adelaide. Chasing a record 435 for victory, England were all out for 352 in the middle session on day 5 after threatening to pull off the greatest run chase in Test history. In all, it took Australia just 11 days of cricket to secure the urn, equaling Steve Waugh's side's efforts from 2001 and 2002-2003. Speaking to Cricket Australia after the win, Captain Pat Cummins says the team worked hard to get there.
It was pretty awesome. Amazing. This series been thinking about for a long time. It wasn't easy today, but we got it done, and pretty excited change room in there.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm T. Mitchell.